Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 Air AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible show for you today. On today's show, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing Simon Parks. Simon's a well-known English politician who's been in contact with extraterrestrials his entire life, including reptilians, greys, mantis, feline beings, crystalline beings, and in his words, other beings which cannot be identified. Simon will also be a keynote speaker at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018. If you'd like to register for the conference before December 31st, the cost for the conference will be only $147, and after January 1st, the cost will be $197. For more information, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Then from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing Todd Palladino, a famous scholar, scalar energy healer. Tom has 25 years' experience in helping people with pathogenic infections, and he also will be a keynote speaker at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. But before we start, I'd like to bring in my good friend Charlie Kleinert of the Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma. I'll be giving readings there all day tomorrow on Saturday and Sunday. During the first Saturday and Sunday of every month, they have a wonderful psychic fair. And if you're in the area, please come by and say hi. Charlie, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing there?
We're doing great. We're getting all excited about our psychic fair this weekend. We have new readers in the house this weekend. There's going to be about 12 or 13 different practitioners doing all kinds of different readings and healing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there'll be a lot of people there. And you know, the thing that I like about your spiritual center, it's more than a bookstore, is that when you walk in the door, you have this beautiful Buddha with a cascading waterfall, and you have all these positive ions floating around the air, and I always feel so good as soon as I walk in.
Well, thanks, Dad. We really appreciate it. Sounds like you have a great lineup today, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be truly out of this world.
Yes, it is.
So, anyway, and it's easy to find. You're off Cedar, 38th and Cedar, just down the way from the Tacoma Mall. And if you're coming on the wonderful I-5 freeway, you just from the north, from Seattle, you just take the exit for Tacoma Mall and come down on 38th, and you'll find it there on the left. Charlie, what's your phone number there in case people want to call you?
253-272-4367.
Great. Well, you have, I think, the best spiritual center in the state, so I hope you can all come. And Charlie, thank you so much for coming on today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Likewise. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care, Charlie. Bye-bye. Bye. And with that, we're going live to the United Kingdom as soon as my wonderful producer, Eric, can get Simon on the line. Simon, are you there?
Hello. I'm here. Hi.
Now I can wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Simon.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
It's a pleasure. Of course, we don't do Thanksgiving like you guys do.
Oh, that's right.
So we don't have that. So we've got to stagger on to Christmas holidays. So that's our big thing, you know, the Christmas. We get a good few days off then. So we always look over the pond and we think of you guys and those who eat the meat, you know, who are eating the turkey. We think, well, at least you've got some time off. So, yes, all festival time and all happy times. So everyone deserves a bit of a rest. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a break, I think.
Well, good. Well, for my listeners out there, Simon, who don't know your background, you have a fascinating background. Your parents were both involved with the British Secret Service, and you've also been on my radio show before, and you've been in contact with all kinds of amazing beings, including reptilians, greys, mantis, and advanced benevolent entities and humans who live outside of this planet. Your website is www.simonparks, that's SimonParkes.org. And, you know, Simon, you're one of the most interesting people I know, and I'm so happy to have you on my show today.
Well, listen, that's really kind of you. Thank you. And that's quite an honor, Ted, because you have a great bunch of interesting people on your shows. So if you think that I'm up there with the best of them, then I'm very grateful to you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And what I like the best about you, Simon, is that your heart's in a good spot. You truly care about humanity and this planet and making this world a better place.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I want to ask you, Simon, what's been going on? I always love to get updates from you regarding the world and in 25 words or less, what's happening?
Oh, it sounds like a crossword. Okay. Well, look, I know that President Trump is not everybody's, as we would say in Great Britain, is everyone's favorite cup of tea. And I'm sure that he has many issues, but at the end of the day,
Simon, we just got a fire alarm in this building. Who
okay.
knows? I don't know
That's
why, but
typical, isn't it? Right, you better go, you better
yeah,
be safe.
but please hang on. We'll come back to you
I
as
will.
soon as the silly fire alarm's done. So
Okay.
anyway, my friends, we'll do it. We'll play a rerun. Hello, friends. Somebody pulled an alarm in the building and shut us down for about 20 minutes, but I'm so glad that we're back on air again. And Simon, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am. I'm
Good.
still here.
Good. I'm going to give you some extra time during the second hour to make up for our lost time here. So I think my last question that set off the maybe that set off the alarm was, what do you see happening in 25 words or less? Then you laughed, and the whole and the, everything the alarms went off. So
I think the mistake was I mentioned President Trump, and I was about to mention President Putin, and I think that's probably caused the alarms to go off.
Probably.
Yes. So really what I was saying was that listeners will be aware that there was a very important meeting which he recently attended along with a number of other world leaders. And obviously the main news carries the stories that they want to carry.
Sure.
But one of the major reasons for going to North Vietnam, which is where the meeting was held, because of the gold that is held in all the caves in Vietnam. And that was one of the major driving forces for the Vietnam War, and to a lesser extent, the war in Korea. We talk about the gold, we're referring to dragon gold. This is gold that comes from the white and the red dragons through China. And it was very funny, I mentioned this, Ted, a little bit on my own little radio show that I have. It's only a small little thing, but it does reach a few people. And I'd mentioned it, and the number of people who attacked me saying, "Oh, nonsense, there's no gold, there's no gold in the caves in Vietnam, and Simon's talking nonsense." And then the funny thing was that an ex-CIA guy, I think his name is Robert David Steele, an ex-CIA case handler, was being interviewed. And lo and behold, this is about 2 days after I'd done my talk, he started talking about gold held in caves in North Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
So it's funny how I get information from different sources than the regular guys, and yet the information tallies. So this meeting was really important, and why I'm mentioning it, because the Chinese and the Indians and the Russians, although they've announced their new currency, they haven't fully set it into motion, and that's for December. Today is the 1st of December here in Britain. And we know that they're looking to launch this currency very, very soon, in a matter of days. And so they had to have President Trump there because it's going to really put a stranglehold on the petrodollar. So I think he wanted to be there because he's not at war, Cold War, with Russia. He has a working dialogue with the Russians,
Sure.
less so with the Chinese. But he was trying to understand, I think, how this would affect the United States economy, how the citizens of the US would be affected. So that was an incredibly important meeting to try to get the protection. The other thing is cryptocurrencies.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of people are asking me, should they invest in Bitcoin?
Sure.
And my opinion is that that cryptocurrencies are worth investing in, but not Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin is going to reach saturation point by March 2018. Mm-hmm. And the National Security Agency, of course, as I think I've said on one of your radio shows before, mm-hmm. they have codes for Bitcoin. Now, in Great Britain, we have something where the banks can just literally raid your own accounts and take your money away. And I think in America, your term is a drawdown. Mm-hmm. Right. So the NSA could draw down every Bitcoin without seeking permission from anybody because they hold the codes for it. But the other cryptocurrencies, the NSA do not have the codes. So if there was a financial situation, then they would not be able to raid all the other cryptocurrencies. So my advice to people is, yes, if you're going to invest in cryptos, then you know, don't go to Bitcoin. So that was that one. The other thing I wanted to talk about was that the president of the United States has been given a list of key paedophiles who are very high ranking in the business sector and the corporations, and also to a lesser extent in Capitol Hill. Now, the information that I've got is that he's in two minds. He's debating whether during the holiday period to release these names. The difficulty for him is that there will not just be Democrats, but there will be Republicans as well on this list. And he can't just give, you know, one side of the version. He's got to release all the information or not release it at all. But there are some very, very key names, some very big, prominent people on this list, which he's been given. So I would just say to your listeners, keep your eyes and ears open, because during the holiday period, there may be some breaking news about some very unsavory characters coming through. So that's useful. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, I think that we'll have a quieter Christmas this year than we've had for many years before. Mm-hmm. This is the time when the corporations make their money. Mm-hmm. They do not want any disruption. And in Great Britain, there was a survey undertaken and showed that middle-class people, for the first time in Britain's history, were not wanting to go to the mall. They were so frightened of being blown up or stabbed or shot that large numbers of middle-class British people want to go to the villages to do their shopping. Mm-hmm. Now, this has caused a huge concern for the corporates in Great Britain, who then approached the British government. And so the British government in October of this year employed another 1,800 armed police. Now, that doesn't sound much to Americans, but in Great Britain, remember, we don't routinely arm our police. So we are going to see more armed police on the streets of Great Britain than we have in any time in our history, not because there's an increased likelihood of an attack, but because they are trying to get middle-class people back into the shopping malls to spend their money, and they think that putting armed police on the streets will do that. Now, the reason I'm mentioning all this is it shows the power of the corporates. The corporates were able to go to a prime minister and say, our profits are being affected and we want you to do something about it. So that just shows to anyone who's new to your radio station to do their research and understand that it is not the lawmakers that rule United States or Great Britain or any other country. Yeah. It is this elite group. So I just wanted to do that. It's not a negative message. All these messages really that I'm giving are to empower people. I want people to, just as you do, Ted, to do their research, to understand. But remember that the reason that these people are acting in the way they are acting is because they are not winning. These people are losing. And finally, just wanted to say that in 1991 or 1992 at the Rio conference, Agenda 21 was brought out. And Agenda 21, on the face of it, looks a pretty good document, but the reality is it's a very nasty document designed to poison us and wipe us all out. But it didn't work. So what have they done? They've produced another one called Agenda 2030. Now, I'm celebrating that, Mm-hmm. I'm celebrating it because they didn't get what they wanted with their first agenda, so they brought another one out. And that means that the human body has been resilient, the human soul and the mind mm-hmm. has fought off, by and large, most of these things these people have done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the reality of it. No matter what they throw at us,
right.
The human spirit will always come back. So I'm ending on a positive note on my little update.
Well, that's good. That's good. You went over 25 words, but hey, that's fine. I think people are listening today and they don't mind. No, I don't have anybody calling in and complaining. That's more than 25 words, Simon. But I have to tell you a nice story right now.
Please.
As soon as you started talking, it's a cloudy, rainy day outside here in Seattle. And but inside the studio, as soon as you started speaking, and we got back on the air, the studio literally lit up in this beautiful angelic light. If they employed these angels just right here at the station, Simon, they could probably save money on the electricity bill by not turning on the lights. They just have angelic light everywhere. That would. But there, the angels.
I think that's what they call free energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free energy, and I want to tell you. You've always been positive on my show. The nice thing is that you give news that we don't get here in the United States.
Yes.
Our U.S. mass media is rather dismal. I'll give you an example. The Cartoon Channel here in the United States has more viewers than CNN does on a daily basis. So that's how.
But I see that as positive because see that as people just switching off and saying, hey, you know, I don't want the same old news.
Right.
And, you know, people know they're being lied to and they're being tricked, but they don't at the moment, they don't see an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. What people need to be given is an alternative, a different way of doing things.
Mm.
They're sick and tired of the same old situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready now for a change, and that's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's also includes the success of my program and other alternative media, that people listen to it, and they're tired of not being given the truth about things. What's that movie, Jack Kevorkian? He's his famous line, Simon, he says, "You can't handle the truth." People can handle the truth. We're not children, we're adults. And I know most people out there can make rational, intelligent decisions if only they're giving the right facts. That's all.
That's exactly the truth. And that argument, unfortunately, has been used mm-hmm. by people with a nasty agenda ever since the Roswell situation.
Sure.
Before that, where they've said, look, the people aren't ready for this. You know, the people aren't ready. They can't cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've had 30, 40 years of science fiction films and science fiction books to get us ready for this.
Right.
And I think people have got just as great an imagination as anything that could be real out there. So I think that people are ready for it. And anyway, who has got the right to say, I'm not telling you because I don't think you need to know?
Sure.
And this is the key. It's look, lay the information out on the table and let us decide.
Yeah.
Let us look at it. Let mm-hmm. the people, the citizens, look mm-hmm. at it mm-hmm. and let us decide. And that, I think, is a fundamental right of humanity to be given the truth.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And you have a lot of angels around you, too, today, including Archangel Michael. Who's there?
That's nice.
He's a warrior, archangel, and he's there to help protect you and guide you too, Simon. So,
Thank you.
Can see a lot of good spirits around you. You know, Cliff High. He actually lives close here. He lives down Olympia, where I live.
Okay. Yes.
He's an interesting man, and he said in a recent newsletter, Simon, that the current value of Bitcoin, it's hard for me to keep track of it daily, but I think a couple days ago it was like $11,300 for a coin that back about 7 years ago was trading at about 25 cents per coin. He said that the Bitcoin actually reflects the true value of the fiat currency of the U.S. dollar, which means that the U.S. dollar actually isn't worth very much, but the banks and the government keeps pumping it out to hide its true value, which isn't really very, very much.
Hmm. I I'm aware of Cliff High, and some of his predictions have been startlingly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is that when there's probably about a handful of people in the Western world who have the power to bring down an economy if they choose to.
Right.
But at the moment, they don't choose to. It's not like 1929 with the Wall Street crash, or indeed the 2008 Lehman Brothers crash.
Mm-hmm.
These people know that any future crash would be far more devastating than either of the two that I've just mentioned.
Sure.
You know, they want time to move their assets around. You know, George Soros moved an enormous amount of money out of his financial holdings and moved it into the Soros Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people are doing this to try to protect their money when the situation occurs. So I think the thing is that we all know, those of us who've done any research at all, that the petrodollar has for a long time not been viable. But as long as this magic word confidence, people still keep talking it up, as long as there's enough people who are ready to trade and follow it, it will survive. But those days are numbered. I honestly think that even before President Trump ends his first term of office, there will be a very big change in the way that the Americans do their business deals.
Interesting. Will cryptocurrencies replace fiat currencies around the world, Simon? Do you see that?
I think what will happen is that it's certainly going to do that. I think the world will divide into three parts. The parts with the people who have the gold, and we know that something like 30% of the world's gold is now held by China.
Wow.
30%. So they can back their currency with a huge amount of gold. So we know that's a currency that the Russians, the Chinese, the Indians, and a couple of other countries actually are going to use. Now you're going to have the other side, which is America, that does not have anything like that amount of gold, but does have access to silver mines.
Right.
So could actually back up a new dollar, just as you guys did back a few years ago when you had the original silver dollars.
Right.
So you could still have the paper dollars, but they would be backed by silver. So I think we're going to see a precious metals division. There will be cryptocurrencies, but there's going to be a whole bunch of countries that don't have cryptos, that what they call the miners, won't have that and won't have precious metals. Now, they're going to be the poor people as countries go, because they'll have only the assets of their country. When every reader or listener will be too young to know, but after the First World War, Germany went through the most hideous inflation that anyone has ever seen.
Sure.
And what they did, they didn't have any gold or silver, but what they actually did was they calculated all the crops that were being grown in Germany, and then they valued that, and they valued the currency against that, and it was called the Reichmark.
Oh.
Not the Deutschmark, the Reichmark, because it was named after rye, wheat and rye. And the point of that was, they said, as long as we don't produce more coins than the value of the rye and the wheat and the farm machinery, then we won't go broke. And within literally 4 weeks, the German economy was turned round. And the problem we've got at the moment is that there are far more dollars out there than there is reserve. So that's the problem. Now, you know, anyone who's done any economics, even you know, just basic economics, knows that this is an absolute disaster, and that's the problem. So yes, countries have economic crashes regularly, but at the moment, the crash that is predicted to come is being held off while certain wealthy people are drawing out their assets as quickly as they can.
Won't there come a time, I think this change is inevitable, as President Kennedy has told me, he tried to institute changes back before he was assassinated back in 1963, but this change is inevitable for us to ascend into the higher dimensions, for humanity to go to these higher dimensions and become, we're supposed to become far more spiritual beings, and create a paradise here on earth. So the old negative elements, the cabal, if you will, or whatever you'd like to call them, they can only do this for so long. That's my own viewpoint, Simon.
No, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, President Kennedy was one of those rare people who got into office, slipped through the net. In other words,
right.
They thought they controlled him, and of course they didn't. And when they realized they didn't,
right.
then these horrible people did what they did. But that doesn't take away from the man's legacy, because
right.
JFK's legacy has shown the possibility to others. Now, yes, he was murdered, and I don't use the word assassinated, I use the word murdered, because he was.
That's correct.
The reality was that he was going to take on the Fed and
right.
the banks head
right.
on.
Right.
And it was this, it wasn't to do with aliens or UFOs, that was part of it, because remember when he was a very young senator, perhaps maybe your listeners don't know this, but when he was in his first term, I think, he was a very young senator.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got hold and was given some Roswell space crash material.
Really? I didn't know that.
He actually had that, and that's why
wow.
people who are in the know were aware, because my grandfather met JFK. I think
wow.
it was in 1960. Yes, I think it was in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Although he didn't talk about UFOs to my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
he had mentioned it before, but he considered that the cabal was the greater threat to the citizens of the US than any alien. And that was really interesting, that he felt that the stranglehold, this is
wow.
JFK, that the stranglehold that these people had to be broken before you could get any truth out of anything else. And so, you know, some people say, oh, well, JFK was killed because he was going to go public on UFOs. No, it wasn't. He was about to take the Fed down. And that's why certain people, and of course it's the Bushes who again come up time and time again in a lot of these rather nasty things.
Right. Well, let me bring him in. I've been talking to him for several years now, and he's helped me with my book, and I'll ask him. Mm. He says you're absolutely correct, Simon. The UFO was part of it, but not the main one. It was the he was going to redo the currency, and the banks didn't want that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, it's yeah. so typical that I mean, I remember back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, the generation that was my mother and people like that
right.
Loved JFK.
Sure.
And here we had a situation where the citizens, the people, by and large, loved their president. But those who were in office and those who held the power hated him.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the issue, that if you have a president that's loved by the people,
mm-hmm.
then that should be respected. And that's what democracy is supposed to be about. But, of course, what we see time and time again is that as long as a president is doing what he's being told
right.
By the high ups, they'll let him go. I mean, look at Obama, look at Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason that Clinton, the stories with the intern broke was because he was he double-crossed the CIA. If Clinton hadn't tried to double-cross the CIA regarding all the drugs that were being divvied up, as we say in Great Britain, between the Clinton side and the CIA side,
mm-hmm.
He would never have, that story would never have got public. The only reason the story got public was because he upset someone. And the same with Watergate.
Mm.
The only reason that Nixon was removed was because he upset somebody even more powerful than him.
Yeah.
So when people are thrown to the masses, it's not because justice is being done. It's because somebody high up wants that person's head
mm-hmm.
so that it protects them. And that's what we've got to get away from. We've got
right.
to get away from this. Let's get rid of X, Y, and Z because that means we'll be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem we have on this planet, that everyone's out for themselves in this top level. Nobody cares about the people.
Right.
And those that do care about the people either never allowed to get to top positions, or they're blackmailed, or they just got they're sidelined basically.
Right, right. They're interested in service to self rather than
yes.
service to others.
Yes.
But out in the beyond this planet, of course, in the Galactic Alliance, there's a division between who I call the good guys, the Galactic Alliance, and I'm sure you know them, Simon. And their service to others, and then you have the negative entities, which are service to self. And the negative entities on this planet, of course, have a lot in common with these negative entities off planet, because they both have the same goals of service to self. But that's ending now too. I look at that ending. I went under hypnosis about 6 months ago with a wonderful hypnotherapist here near Seattle, and I asked him to do some time traveling, and he does that for people. So he put me three years ahead of now, and the frequency of the hertz of the planet had gone up to 800 hertz. And at that time, the negative parts of the U.S. government had collapsed, and also the Chinese government had collapsed as well. And the North Korean government, the good news there is that that government, too, was in the middle of collapsing because it couldn't. Negative people, negative governments, negative companies can't survive in this new higher vibration Earth.
Ted, that I just don't mean to be rude and interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
But I tell you what's very interesting is that earlier on the show I said that we would see big changes before President Trump's end of first term of office.
You did say that.
Yeah, and this chap has basically just confirmed that. He said that within the next 3 years, which would still be within President Trump's first term, there are going to be some big changes. So I find that very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you, too, and all my listeners around the world, that a week from today I'll be having a wonderful gentleman named Paul Hellyer. He's the former Canadian defense minister, and he personally knew Jack Kennedy back when he was president, because that's when Mr. Hellyer was the defense minister for Canada. And I'll ask him about whether President Kennedy talked about that as well.
That would be very interesting. I think Mr. Hellyer is a very brave chap because, you know, it's one thing to write a book, but it's quite another thing to stand up in conferences when you've held not just a government position, but a Minister of Defense.
Right.
And so, yes, I've got a lot of respect for him, actually.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the most honest people I know of, and I can tell when I'm talking to him, his heart is gold, just like yours is gold, Simon. I mean, he cares about humanity. He wants to do the right thing. Of course, in Canada, they have a Bank of Canada there, which is like our Federal Reserve here in the United States, and he wants to get rid of the Bank of Canada, too. I'm not sure all of his plans and ideas, but that's why I'm having him on my show a week from today.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be really good. I must make sure I listen to that one. That'd be good.
Yeah, I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Well, what else, Simon? These are interesting times we live in right now, and I think all the plans of the cabal, every time there's a so-called terrorist incident like there was one in London recently, I feel so sorry for the people who've been injured and hurt or killed in those incidents. But I always look, the message I get as a psychic is always false flag, set up.
It's
never a lone, quote, so-called lone gunman. There's often many people supporting that person or other people too. Is that what you get from your sources as well?
I think the Las Vegas one is perhaps the most instructive for us. You think that, I mean, the reports that were never really made it to the mainstream media were in two hotels opposite where the definite gunshots, there was at least two shooters, actually, not one.
Mm-hmm.
The security staff in those other two hotels were literally chasing people around their hotels who had guns. And these were fake security staff. There were people who were dressed as hotel security who weren't. They'd got hold of the uniforms, but somehow the legit staff sussed this or saw this and got after them. That is why there wasn't a triangulation of fire. The object of these rather nasty evil people was to have three buildings and then firing on a triangulation to cause as much harm as possible. But in the end, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they were left with two shooters in the main building. There is a potential possibility of shots being fired from a helicopter as well. when they realized they weren't going to get what they were going to get. And I just wanted to say this, Ted, that it's very silly for some commentators to say nobody was killed, it's all a false flag,
right?
Everyone's actors. And I know personally that there were injuries. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got 100 people stampeding from a situation, you are going to get people hurt.
Right.
So definitely people did lose their lives and were hurt. What I'm agreeing with is that this was not a fundamental or white supremacist or anything like that.
Right.
This was a satanic, organized situation purely to terrify people, to weaken the resolve. That's their plan. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But to weaken the resolve of the citizens of the United States so that they are more open to draconian laws. But they haven't brought these draconian laws in for two reasons. One, you've got a president there who cannot be controlled by the satanic elite. And secondly, the citizens of the United States have not gone down on their knees. They've not given in. They've actually been very strong.
Right.
So all of these dreadful things that are being done are not having the effect that these bad guys want. And again, it shows that the human spirit is unbreakable.
That's true. I agree with you, Simon. And it's, you know, what's funny, there was one security guard who, it's hard to get to the truth, but there was one security guard in the main hotel where this so-called lone shooter was. And I agree with you. I think there were several shooters who saw several shooters shooting people. And he was picked up by immigration and deported back to Mexico quickly so nobody could talk to him. I mean, they've tried to hide it, but I don't think they're telling us the truth. I agree with you there.
No, no. But you see that this is what's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans have a president, the like of which you guys have not seen since President Kennedy.
Right.
I don't mean to say that you can put President Trump on the same vibrational frequency as President Kennedy. But
right.
What I'm saying is that both guys were not controllable mm-hmm. by the system. Yet even with a president like President Trump, you still have arms of the control that can do this.
Mm-hmm.
This shows you that the founding fathers, for all of their hard work, that it's been compromised and altered. And that's why, although I'm not an American, I'm a great believer in your Constitution.
Thank you.
It needs to get back. It needs to right. go back and to be put back in and put into stone again.
Right.
Because even with somebody like Trump, you can still have this occurring, and it just shouldn't be allowed. So, you know, that's why so many veterans, so many military men and women want to get back to the Constitution. They want to get back because that's the best way to stop all this silliness.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Simon. And there's a reason why we have the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms. They're trying to take that away from us, of course. And but I think bottom line, and you mentioned this earlier, Simon, people want the truth about things.
Yes.
And sadly, much of the American mass media just doesn't do it. They just don't report on it, but people are seeing through that, and they want the truth. I wanted to ask you. We've got about 1 minute left, and I want to hold you over, Simon, because we didn't get started till late.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hold you over for maybe 10-15 minutes, and
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good. But it's not working, and I don't think that they'll be able to. None of their plans are going to be successful. I've already been told that many times by the spirits on the other side.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. The future actually is looking very good.
Right.
It's just the short term. It's a bit of a bumpy ride for us. That's the way I look on it. It's a bit of a bumpy ride now, but the medium and long term is looking quite good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Simon, this is Out of This World Radio. For those of you just tuned in, I'm just interviewing Simon Parks live from England. I'm going to be holding Simon over for the next hour because we got a late start today. But Simon, please hold on, and we'll be back to you in about 5 minutes or so.